Look at this for innovative advertising. I don't know where these used to be displayed. I presume they didn't make them just for the museum, which opened in 2000. So they've been advertising since 1809, and simply words in a newspaper before they became more graphic. Look at all the cartoons. My goodness, my Guinness. Even the bear in Dublin Zoo wants it. So apparently the Metro Goldwyn Mayer Lions, those film opening credits, were Dublin Zoo Lions. One was bought by Buck Alling, the Belfast scrapper. Okay, the kangaroo's got one in the pouch. And this chap is going to be a zookeeper. Look, with the Harp of Ireland, without the female nude on the left-hand side. But also a symbol of Guinness. Okay, so his hat's coming off. These rather chubby, round-faced, mustachioed, smiling, dim-witted gentlemen who are meant to be the Guinness drinkers, okay? Perennially, cheerfully surprised. So how serendipitous that your Guinness gets nicked. Okay, so the toucan, these birds, are they Irish? I don't even know where they live. Okay, a new gnu new very soon at the zoo, Guinness is good for you. But they're not allowed to say that anymore. So often then they would display the toucan and so on without Guinness is good for you. Thought to be medically contentious. I'm not sure it is. Okay, a Guinness for strength and all the rest of it, yeah. So I remember getting a Guinness t-shirt when I was 12, feeling very naughty about it. Wanting a beer for my 13th birthday. I'm not sure I got one, actually. So probably because my father drank most of it. My goodness, my Guinness. So it makes you do foolish things, that's it. And all the things you could buy. All these are for keeping your sugar, your tea bags, whatever. So they're incredibly innovative. All the Guinness paraphernalia. Why a turtle? Does it make, or a tortoise makes you slow, or is just a curious, iconic animal? More fauna. Look at the ostrich. And then the head turns into a what? Part of the pipe. Now surely that wasn't made for advertising. Okay. It's head in the sand, kind of. So we see more toucans there. So Ireland's finest export, especially the days when we didn't have a lot of industry. What, a miniature theatre? Instead of expecting puppets to come along. A Guinness oyster, a whistling oyster. All right, Guinness and oysters. Because, okay, something else from Dublin, you know, like Molly Malone, she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets and broad narrow saying, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, whatever, and she died of a fever and no one could save her and the rest of it. So advertising it in the Commonwealth, Australia, Australia's Irish, as well as being Welsh, Scots and English and all the rest of it, indeed Aboriginal. Ideal for summer. Photo booths, except, well, there's no photo apparatus, no photographic apparatus in there, no camera. And Guinness, it makes magic happen. You really have been drinking too much if you see a fish needing a bicycle. A man needs a woman as much as a fish needs a bicycle. Well, that put the feminists in their places, that one. An Irish salmon, no doubt. I was thinking about that legend that salmons make you wise. I thought there's a grain of truth in it because, of course, fish are good for the brain, especially oily fish. So maybe in ancient times we knew that. Okay. The clock, 1759 Foundation, they used to say 1759 is Guinness time. Guinness is good things come to those who wait. Well, I don't agree. Patience is a vice. All right, that's probably enough about advertising Guinness. We have All the Time in the World by John Barry, the Irish composer. They grew up in Yorkshire. That was another Guinness jingle.